They're not going to do it like, oh, the military is a foreign enemy coming to get you. It's going to be, oh, there's not been power for weeks or months. Oh, everybody's starving. They're here to help. You got to go to the football stadium to get food and air conditioning or heat. And I told you that years ago, and now it's being announced because I have their battle plan. And nothing is more frustrating than knowing this is all here, knowing that we're under it, and knowing that if we just wake up and say no, it's all over. But even the Republican leadership is only chewing around the edges of this problem. The surveillance, the censorship, the collapsing borders, the pedophilia being promoted, the attacks on the family, the devaluation of the currencies, the bankrupting of the nation, coming after our guns, admitting they want to ban all semi-autos, and then everything after that. It's here. The shipping into the fentanyl. We are under globalist thousand cut attack profile. And I played clips of the WEF yesterday saying, we are going to bring this thing down by 100 different options and 100 different attacks. It's a transition. I played a bunch of clips yesterday of globalists saying we're doing this on purpose of transition. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for joining us for this historic broadcast. For now, the final pieces of what we have predicted are now falling into place. I'd love to give myself credit as if I'm a soothsayer or an oracle, but I'm not. I've just done my research. And we told you 31 months ago when the Great Reset began that would destroy supply chains by design, train you for lockdowns, and that next they would have climate lockdowns by cutting the energy off as the pretext to then tell you via your smartphone when you can use your car, when you can go to the store, when you can travel, when you can do anything in your life, including get medical care. Now, how did I know all that? Because we have clips from 10 years ago, the World Economic Forum saying it, and 20 years ago from the Rockefeller Foundation. And we've watched them beta test it in places in Africa and Asia and Latin America, and now they're doing it in Europe, the UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the US. Turn the news on. You're going to eat bugs. There'll be no more beef. We're banning the cows. You're like, that'll never happen. Starts happening. Then the meat packing plants, a third of them blow up in flames. Dams start blowing up. This is the eco-globalist terrorists taking over. Their minions believe they're saving the earth from humans by destroying the carry capacity of the earth for civilization. But those on top are technocrats actually getting rid of all of their competition and consolidating control for depopulation. We have now gone over the edge. They've introduced the legislation to make the presidency a dictatorship and use the military domestically against the public. That's already been passed in almost every other country of the world. It's the same globalist agenda. And now he's set at 12:45 Central. We'll carry it live. Biden, the puppet, the third administration of Obama, to declare the climate emergency. Now, the Supreme Court, showing you there's some internal battles inside the elite that run this country, 3 weeks ago said, for the last 20 years, the EPA, shutting down thousands of coal power plants and other facilities, did not have lawmaking authority. You have to reverse that. And Biden said, I'm already planning a climate emergency by executive order. That means dictatorial order. And he said, in a few weeks, we'll make the announcement. He hasn't had the press conference yet, but I have right here, in my little pause, the document. Before the show, I only had time to read half of it. It just came out an hour ago, and it is devastating. The document is 50-something pages long. But when you go to page 4, I just got a massive chill. Woo! When you read page 4, baby, you know you're not in Kansas anymore, and you're sure as hell not in a free planet. Stop all oil and gas drilling. Stop all energy exports. That alone will put us into a depression the likes of which you've never seen. And they're just getting started. SEGs, where the IMF and World Bank and a Rothschild, Clinton, Obama carbon consortium in London, the company's called Gore and Blood, I'm not joking, it's Al Gore and his partner, will track and regulate everything you do and control what you do in live time, and will decide what businesses are even allowed to operate. So this is the corporate elite world government takeover with their masses of leftists with maxed out credit cards and maxed out student debt, and they all believe everything's really about to be free, and it is going to be free. You're going to live in a dystopia. You're going to live in a 200-square-foot coffin apartment. You're going to be given forced inoculations 5-6 times a year. You're going to be sterilized. You're going to be killed. Dictatorship isn't coming this time in Nazi uniforms and swastikas or Stalin up there at Red Square or Mao Zedong in Tiananmen Square. It's coming by just a crew of perverts and weirdos and control freaks who work for a scientific global dictatorship whose aim is 90% world depopulation. The climate president's emergency powers, that's the front page of this. His emergency powers were in a climate emergency, and all the old executive orders and all the martial law preparation that we warned you about is cited in here and cited in the new NDAA legislation that they tried to pass last year as well. They're trying to pass this year to make the presidency a dictatorship with total domestic control. But when you go to page 4 of this, in the executive summary, overhead shot, halt crude oil exports, totally banned. Stop oil and gas drilling in the outer continental shelf. Restrict international trade and private investment in fossil fuels. That's sanctions where you can't invest in it. Grow domestic manufacturing for clean energy and transportation to speed the nationwide transition off fossil fuels. They did this in Spain. They did this in Sri Lanka. They never transitioned. It's not designed. It collapses society. It's the carbon lockdown. Build resilient and distributed renewable energy systems. Climate vulnerable communities. It goes into carbon taxes and regulations and SEGs. You've got to read this for yourself. And they talk about how they're doing this to stop threats to the United States from rising sea levels, which haven't risen. It's all a lie. And they're in full court press showing fires around the world that always happen. It's part of the carbon cycle. Showing storms that always happen. Showing waves that always happen. Showing hot temperatures, saying it's the hottest Texas has ever been, the hottest England's ever been, and none of it's even true. You can prove that in 10 seconds. We covered it yesterday with old newscasts showing it 3-4 degrees hotter in the UK, 3-4 degrees hotter in the United States. It's all lies. And you know, I love the listeners. And I love other talk show hosts that are somewhat awake. But you know, even callers of the show and even commenters on InfoWars are like, come on, Alex, they're not going to make Biden a dictator. He's about to get removed. Exactly. It's the office becoming a dictatorship. Oh, they're not going to use the military domestically. Come on. And it's all right there. They're not going to do it like, oh, the military is a foreign enemy coming to get you. It's going to be, oh, there's not been power for weeks or months. Oh, everybody's starving. They're here to help. You got to go to the football stadium to get food and air conditioning or heat. And I told you that years ago, and now it's being announced because I have their battle plan. And nothing is more frustrating than knowing this is all here, knowing that we're under it, and knowing that if we just wake up and say no, it's all over. But even the Republican leadership is only chewing around the edges of this problem. The surveillance, the censorship, the collapsing borders, the pedophilia being promoted, the attacks on the family, the devaluation of the currencies, the bankrupting of the nation, coming after our guns, admitting they want to ban all semi-autos, and then everything after that. It's here. The shipping into the fentanyl. We are under globalist thousand cut attack profile. And I played clips of the WEF yesterday saying, we are going to bring this thing down by 100 different options and 100 different attacks. It's a transition. I played a bunch of clips yesterday of globalists saying we're doing this on purpose of transition. We've got a bunch of new clips of Buttigieg in Congress admitting it's a transition, and we're going to ban your gasoline car now by not letting you have fuel. This is siege. And so out of one side of their mouth, they blame gas stations and Putin while they're openly saying, we're cutting off all the oil drilling, all the oil permits, all the oil exporting. It's over. We're isolating America. We're locking it down. This is total war. And they put a bunch of dudes in dresses and gay dudes and all this up there so you don't take it serious and think they're a joke. And while you're laughing at Biden falling down and while you're laughing at Buttigieg, they're killing us. It's camouflage, the dresses and all this crap. This is the top level psychological warfare experts came up with this. Mark in Florida, you're on the air.
Alex, thank you for taking my call. First time caller, long time listener. I'm a self-employed 66-year-old senior who last November moved from the suburbs of Detroit to leave the Nazi governor, moved to the panhandle of Florida. And at the time, my family and friends thought I'd lost my mind. They no longer think that way, but at the time they did. And I want to say, God bless you. Stay on the air. The devil is a liar. I'm going to plug one of your products. I listen all the time, and I heard this guy talking about the iodine supplement X2 saying, well, he's been taking it. His memory's getting better, and he's having dreams. And I'm like, yeah, maybe. So I had to go back to Michigan for 3 weeks for business. I came back, and for a week, I had massive sinus headache, massive sinus condition, and an earache that was driving me nuts. I said, you know what? I'm going to try the X2. I had just gotten it. 2 days later, earache was gone. Sinuses were cleared. No headaches. I couldn't believe it. The stuff is real. It works. So anyways, I want to thank you for all that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we know the climate emergency. We've already seen it implemented in more than 100 countries. It's a total shutdown and collapse of civilization. Now the exact plan of the World Economic Forum and the United Nations, the corporations that control it, is being implemented. Biden has already declared and signed the orders this morning and says he'll be signing more orders. And in 1 hour and 25 minutes, he has set a speech, an announcement of this. It is the total seizure of U.S. energy by private globalist banks, the shutdown of all their competition, the banning of all export of energy, our biggest export, the only thing we had left, and the forced taxpayer-funded movement to banning the combustion engine, as California already did 3 months ago. So the legislation went through. First, they're starting with small engines, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, Cushman, and then it moves into cars. And I had Buttigieg in front of Congress yesterday saying, well, get used to it. What's wrong with getting rid of your gas car? Because they don't have the energy capacity for the electric cars. They even use more carbon. Not that that's a bad part of it. And they don't work and they blow up and they're terrible and they're all made in China. The components. They had Spain do this 10 years ago and they'll never come out of it again. It's designed to bankrupt you forever and get rid of any small economy. And they go, what is effective? Well, small farms and ranches. Ban those. Ban small factories, ban small businesses. You've lived this in the last 2.5 years. And now they're going into the next phase. They said, next phase is climate lockdowns as we shut the energy off. And I'm like, they're going to shut the energy off next. The borders will collapse. The third world will flood us. It's replacement migration. It's a UN plan. I have a new announcement from the UN, not just of a partnership between the World Economic Forum and the UN at joint level, to have the corporations run the UN publicly, a new announcement by the Secretary General of the UN saying that we are implementing Agenda 2030 globally now. Now, there are articles in the New York Times from 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago, saying, I'm insane. Agenda 2030 does not exist. But I have the UN announcing it, and you're living under it. And their answer, when you say I don't want corporations cutting their energy off, is to say you're an extremist. You're a white supremacist. And we're going to talk about that with Roger Stone next segment, what just happened to him. But ladies and gentlemen, we have Roger Stone popping in. We have Mike Adams on the climate emergency, the takeover. Robert Barnes in the studio again. He'll be here the next few weeks. Kate Daly and so much other with Dr. Simone Gold. That is a jam-packed broadcast today, and then I'm going to open the phones up tomorrow. Been doing a pretty good job of getting more calls. People really like that. I like that as well. But this is a New World Order takeover. Over 1,000 cities and towns have Soros-controlled district attorneys and county attorneys. 22 state attorney generals were publicly installed by him. I've got articles right here on InfoWars.com. Soros gives financial backing to Beto O'Rourke and gubernatorial campaign. This is a multinational takeover. The globalists have done this in countless other nations. Now they're doing it here and cutting off the energy to bring us to our knees. There's an excellent movie came out in 2019. It's historically very accurate. Called The King, set 600 years ago. And it's the story of a new king, and the government stages false flag assassination attempts on him so that they can have a war with France, which did happen. And after he found out about that later, he executed his leadership because he was so pissed about it. But that's not the issue about the movie The King. It's got the same actor that's in Dune. It's that it shows the first thing they do when they invade France is lay siege to the coastal castles to make them give up so they can control the supply chain so that they can control the whole country. That's the thing they did. So they knew this 2,000 years ago, 500 years ago. What you do is you take control of the food and the energy. And once you've done that, you dictate to your enemies their surrender. This is 101 warfare. I only mentioned The King because I hadn't seen it, and it's a good movie. I watched it. Was it Sunday night? I'd read the history of it. I'm like, damn, this is a really good movie. But the point is, you see what was happening 600 years ago, and you see how it's the exact same thing happening today, just with a high-tech version of it. And where are the governors? Where is the leadership? I mean, DeSantis is halfway there. Trump's halfway there. But they should be everywhere. Not, oh, Biden's wrong. The sea levels aren't rising. Biden's just dumb with his stupid environmental stuff. He ain't dumb. They're seizing control of U.S. energy and shutting us down and bankrupting the hell out of us. It's total war. Republicans love to laugh at the head of nuclear waste who wears a dress to work. They do that on purpose to manipulate you. They're clowns to clown you. When the archetypal Joker blows up the police station, he ain't wearing a clown outfit because he's a clown. He's saying, you're a clown. Buttigieg isn't a clown. None of these people are clowns. They're hardcore psychotics with a worldwide takeover plan. And they learned if they wear sharp Hugo Boss, finely tailored badass uniforms and have armies of troops dressed in black, people recognize that as evil and oppressive and threatening. So the behavioral psychologist said, dress up like women. Just like a man, when he kidnaps children, will dress like a woman. How is the thousand-year-old story, in fact, it's more than 1,000, it's so ancient, they found carvings on church walls over 1,200 years old in places like France about the big bad wolf. And what does mommy teach their little cute 9-10-year-old daughter when she starts going to draw water or going to the local town to bring, you know, something there for dad or mom? When you go to town, sweetheart, when you walk a few miles, you may see somebody dressed like grandma or dressed like a woman or someone that looks non-threatening, but they want to kill you. The wolf is the man dressed as the woman. And when you see men dressed like women wanting access to your children, that's 101 psychotic serial killers. Silence the Lambs, based on a lot of real composites of psychopaths and real cases that happened that they combined into one movie. Who is the minion of the main serial killer? He's a guy that says he's a woman. They know exactly what they're doing. This is an exact attack profile. They're not women. They're not men that want to be women. They're hardcore psychotic demons. And when they pull the wigs off, they're the equivalent of vampires. Got it? They think you're weak and stupid in a trance watching Netflix. They're coming for you. As for me, I've decided no surrender, and we're fighting to the end. PrepareWithAlex.com, hyperlinks to PrepareToday.com, which is run by our great Swerbal Foods distributor and the great folks over there. And they have all the food in stock and the water filters and the air filters and all these other best-selling survival and preparedness items, many of which are the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. Did you find something on there maybe lower in Amazon? Yeah, you want to support the New World Order? The point is, almost all of it's the lowest price you're going to find. It's all very competitive. PrepareToday.com, PrepareToday.com. It's all there, ready to ship now. And this is how you beat inflation. You buy food now, and as the price goes up, you save money. I told you this 30 months ago. Those of you that bought food then, boy, were you smart. And it's only going to go up anyway. So even if you waited or didn't do it, now is the time to stop procrastinating. PrepareToday.com and be smart. Separately, we hold back items for people that sign up for auto ship who get additional 10% off. And they overheld some stuff. So it's coming back in late July, they think. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, one of our best-selling products. High-quality vitamins, minerals, amino acids. So tasty, so great for children, adults, you name it. Put a scoop of it in water and some ice. Tastes amazing. Does so many great things because it's liquid. You absorb a lot more of it than pills, even though they're high quality. We found 1,100 bottles of that because of a miscalculation with AutoShip we had. It'll sell out probably today. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com as well or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And despite the fact that it'll sell out today, it's still 25% off. And I'm going to stop right there now, and I'm going to move back to your phone calls. Other than saying this, I talked to Dinesh D'Souza 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, with I think the most important documentary ever proving that they stole the election. And I said, I bet I'll buy 100,000 DVDs from you because people want to have it in their archive. And it's such a historic film. And we bought 20,000. And I said, I think we'll be reordering it every few weeks. We've only sold out half of these. And I'm not mad at the audience. I just think you're crazy. With all the censorship online, with what's happening, you need this historic film on your shelf to show friends, family, neighbors, your office, your boss, your employees, your church, whoever. And so we have it. We have COVID-Land 3, The Shot, getting into how deadly The Shot is. Both those are discounted together, but everybody needs them. InfoWarsStore.com. But I'll be quite frank, I'm surprised more people haven't got it. I think you're crazy when you're over on the site getting other products to not get this, and it keeps the show on the air. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.